I'm joined by Cays manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 1-1 draw at Cray. Alan, that's the first time away from home against a top five side that we've not lost. I guess you're pleased with that point, are you?
I'm pleased, but I wouldn't have said that at half time. Like, you know, I thought it was Menigan's boys at half time, and that's the worst I've ever managed, to be honest. In the first half, it was absolutely awful from top to bottom, and I had a right crack at half time. I've been praising them a lot lately, and rightly so. And I've got to praise the character of the second half. I've got to, you know, because what I said to them at half time, which obviously has got to stay in the four walls, I probably didn't make much sense because I was swerving all the time and pointing fingers all the time. And I just said, we've got to compete, and whatever happens in this running, if you compete, we'll be all right. And we didn't. The second half, yes, I'm not knocking it, man. You know, Hook should never have played today, should never have played. Turley shouldn't have played today. And we've got Knox, Neil Lampton, shouldn't have played today. We've got Knox, but the great thing is now we've got a week to get all them right. Cartwright will be all right for next week, Speedo will be all right for next week. And that's five or six people who will be back on their game next week. So to come here, who I think are the second best side in the league, and to get a point, and yes, I've got to be happy. It's four games to go. There'll be more twists and turns, I'm telling you that now. You know, I'm telling it now.
Danny Summers was taking a lot of stick from his own teammates in the first half, seemed to be getting at his work rate, and you decided to take him off. Was that why at half time?
A little bit. No, he's a good lad, Dan, man. You know, and one of his biggest assets is his work rate, and going up the hill, and we were awful to the man. Sometimes when you're awful to the man, you blame the youngest player. You do. And we do on the bench, support us, do you blame the youngest player? And I think it's awful, really. If I was a youngest player at a club, and, you know, compared to some of them, and hasn't got new experience in the game, he should be getting behind him. I took Dan off. It was the plan anyway before kickoff. Let Dan run at him and put Stevie Goddard. That was honestly the plan. But to be honest, he hasn't had the best of games like everybody else. But that was the plan anyway. So I would have took him off whatever happened. You know.
Do you look any further than Luke Garrard for the man of the match? A string of fine saves to earn us a point.
Oh no, he's kept winning it. Like I thought at half time it should have been 4-5 to them. To be honest, there we've had a couple of chances second half, but I don't think we even got past the half wheel line in the first half. And Luke was excellent today, best performance all season, and I'm pleased for him.
How much of a factor in the second half performance was swapping Jamie Beer and Jason Turley around, moving their positions?
Well, it had to do with Harmsy mentioned it just before half time, to be fair, we've done it, and it was obviously a right thing to do, and Harmsy deserves a lot of credit for that. But we could have swapped anybody. Honestly, I should have put three subs in a half time, but you cannot, because you've got to have this belief that it's only 1-0. So we're stuck to that plan as well. Like I say, the Goddard one was already done. That's another tactical change we made, and I thought we're miles better second half. And like I say, a good point, and we've just got to keep on cracking from now. Four cup finals to go. It's exciting, isn't it?
How big a factor was the pitch today? It looked very, very heavy, particularly down the middle.
Definitely. I knew that in the first half. Listen, I knew the problems we were going to have in the first half. I knew we're down the slope, trying to get up the slope. We've got injuries galore. And I knew, but that's probably one of the reasons I had a crack at half time, because we'll not regret it now. We're good, and this point could have been the point what saved our season. It could have been, because now we're level on points with Worthing. We've got to skirt some dodgy places like we do. We've only got to go to one, which is Chatham. We've got to go to some little places, so it's game on now, to be honest.
Like you said, between us and Worthing, it couldn't be closer. Do you think it might end up going to the last game?
I hope so. I think it's great for football, isn't it? I don't know what the problem is, you know. I'm relaxed and I'm enjoying it. And, people are ringing us this morning saying, oh, what about Worthing yesterday? Won the 92nd minute. Well, you look at us. We played Horsham and scored two penalties and didn't deserve to win the game. So it's going to be loads of twists. And you wouldn't expect Worthing to get, you know, to draw against Eastbourne. People are saying before kickoff, well, they'll win their last four games. Absolute rubbish, you know, absolute crap. It's there to play for us. Four games, the pressure is on us anyway, as it always is, playing for Kingstonian. We've got a young side at Worthing. We are quite confident in winning our four games. We probably are as well. Something will give, I'm telling you that now. If it goes to the last game of the season, it'll be absolutely fantastic. That's what, you know, football's all about. So I'm relaxed, don't worry.